Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time on BBS Radio. If you caught Sunday night's show, we did a show with Don Nikoloff on with Reverend Roxy being away for the last week on Mission Possible. It was a very, very interesting discussion that we had about the healing tones, the frequencies of divinity blessing humanity, and that's an important topic, and I want to get into what I missed getting into last week on the Inside Hour, just a couple emails and letters from listeners who have enjoyed this program and have questions and concerns with regard to the core creative frequencies of the universe. I don't think that there's a more interesting topic, so we'll get into that in a minute. Before we do, let me just give thanks to, besides the Creator, I'm going to give the Creator's due in a minute, but I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the HealthyWorldStore.com for sustaining us. Now, of course, the Creator is the maximum sustaining force of the universe, but, you know, right now what's taking place is that when you buy a book or a tape or a DVD or a CD, it really helps sustain us dramatically. And so that's what keeps us going, and it's greatly appreciated. Go online to www.healthyworldstore.com and get the best of the best, the most advanced products in the healthcare industry. Particularly, I want to point out an urgently needed and wonderfully timed. Again, if you think about what the Creator does, never leaves his people, never, ever gives up on the covenant and the promise, and that the OxySilver product has come along at the perfect time. The vaccine issues, you know, that we've been dealing with for years. The autistic spectrum disorders, the mercury toxicity. I'm currently preparing to leave tomorrow for Toronto to give a couple presentations there. And then as you look at my schedule on www.drlenhorowitz.com, you'll see that I've got a tremendously busy schedule during the latter part of April and all of May, mostly in Canada. And so the subject matter that we're going to be speaking about a lot, because the government of the United States has recently come out and stated that it is indeed a risk to be vaccinated for the mercury content and the issues of genetic damage that are correlated with mercury toxicity and the vaccine injury. And so this is a topic that's got a lot of press in the last month and is going to be receiving a lot more as, unfortunately, the clock ticks and humanity is decimated with a population reduction agenda unfolding. So the product called OxySilver, I want to really draw this to your attention. And if you haven't been there yet, go to OxySilver.com, OxySilver.com, and read all about it. Because what you'll find out is that this is going to make vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Totally risk-free, awesome product. Awesome, awesome, awesome. More highly recommended. I've been engaged in preparing for the seminars and the lectures that I'm going to be giving in the next month and a half and doing some more research on how it is that the OxySilver components work. It's amazing what's called a covalent bond. Technically, it's called a uniform picoscalar oligodynamic silver hydrosol. That's a mouthful, or UPCOSH for short. And the reality is that it works unlike anything that's ever been invented. And it's a blessing in the advancement of modern physics and understanding water science that has allowed us to come out with this product by the grace of the Creator, by the direction of the Creator, by the synchrony set up by the Creator. Everything has been evolving by the grace of the Creator, and that it's come absolutely not a minute too soon. We've got plagues. We've got issues of concern concerning the new outbreaks. We've got the issues of cancer, pandemic, hideous, as well as AIDS. And OxySilver is a tremendous product to alleviate our greatest fears of all of these hideous conditions. That is not the Creator's doing, but man's doing. So I want to give it up to the Creator. Thank you, Heavenly Creator, for all the great blessings that you give us. I want to ask for a special blessing for all the listeners out there. May you come into the hearts and the minds and the lives of the listeners as you have come into mine to bless everyone listening fully, completely, and totally with a maximum amount of faith and trust, that we live the full heaven on earth life, that we are blessed, that every listener is blessed with your full, powerful, most powerful anointing, so that we can start breathing in the morning as we wake, give thanks to you, give praise to you, and glory to you for the fact that you're directing every moment of our lives. Heavenly Creator, we came out recently with a revelation that you gave me, which humanity, human beings, are a product of your voice, of your word, of your song, of your goodness and greatness expressed in the musical mathematical matrix of divinity. That musical mathematical matrix, Heavenly Creator, you gave us. You gave it to Marco Rodin. You gave it to Nassim Haramein. You gave it to me through them. And I want to thank you very much for bringing those people into my lives and anointing them so that they could have the revelations in spirit of how physical reality is put together. And from that understanding, I have come out with the best definition of what a human being actually is. We are your creations, digital, bio-holographic precipitations, crystallizations in water, miraculous manifestations of divine frequency vibrations. Your love, your word, your way, Heavenly Creator, constantly blesses us and precipitates us like a fractal manifestation in a quantum field. We are put together by your every word, your every sound, and you have such a sweet, glorious voice, totally in perfect harmony. So we praise you for this harmony that blesses our lives, that creates us in every and sustains us in every single way possible. And I ask for that special harmony to fill the ears and the hearts of those folks listening tonight, so that tomorrow when they awaken and they immediately open their eyes and they take their first breath, they give you thanks. And they put all their troubles throughout every single day onto you and realize that there is no trouble in heaven. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in that musical mathematical matrix. And so that any time I ask for a special blessing and anointing, maybe even a little angel sitting on their shoulders whispering in their ears, that when they think that they've got a problem, that it really is that angel that whispers in their ear saying, you haven't got a problem, give it to the Creator, it's the Godfather's problem. And that they give you that problem, Heavenly Creator, with full faith and trust. And know that you've got the answer, and know that the answer will be administered in the perfect time. In Yahshua's name I praise you, that's Yeshua's name, and in your name I trust. Amen. So, Heavenly Creator, and thank you, audience and folks, for joining the Insight Hour. I want to tell you that's pretty much how we start most of the Insight Hours these days, thanks to Reverend Roxy Hampton. She got me started in that prayer mode. So, I really pray that it blesses all of you. I want to start tonight by just reading, as I mentioned, a couple letters that I got from people that have done a lot. I mean, I'm telling you, we have been getting so many wonderful things from people all around the world thanking us for coming out with the divine revelations of the original musical scale. If you don't know what I'm talking about, get the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. It's started an evolution. It's a revolution in the sense that the word itself, revolving, re-evolving, re-coming back around to restore that which is lost and missing and broken, which is not of the Creator, but it is of this satanic beast, this global petrochemical pharmaceutical-directed genocide. The fact that we have an English language is a great example. Evolved in the 1400s, it did, to take the place of more sacred languages, and the language itself is a reflection of divine creation. Language is creation. You have to understand that. Our court systems are completely, completely all about the spoken word and the written word, and that's it. That's what creates in a court of law, and that's what creates in God's universe, I can tell you that. It is an electromagnetic frequency that is articulated when our Creator speaks and or sings. And I believe it's a song, not just simply a spoken word. So the concept that there are certain words in the Creator's vocabulary. There are certain frequencies of sound that the Creator emanates and expresses to create and sustain and uplift and direct everything. Everything, including you. You and I are parts of creation. We're important parts of creation. We're not any more important than anything else, such as a dog, such as a cat, such as a bird. I say that humbly, with the understanding that although the Bible talks about us being given the stewardship and the directorship overseeing this planet, and that's a heavy, heavy responsibility that we have literally failed on. And that maybe you haven't failed, maybe you have. I think to the extent that if you drive a car or if you flush a toilet with waste and or drink chlorinated, polluted drinking waters, then you are part of the problem. I can't say that I'm not a sinner as well. I still drive a car. And so the reality is that, we're more part of the problem than we've been not taking full amount of response ability in our stewardship of this heaven on earth. And so the music is what the Creator has now blessed us with to open the heavenly gates. In other words, there's a key, a musical note, to the house of David that the book of Revelation talks about. So does the book of Daniel. The key to the house of David, that is the key, I'm sorry, you know what, I think it's Isaiah. Isaiah in Revelation, certainly Revelation talks about key to the house of David. And that this is the key that opens up the portals, that opens up the blessed spiritual doorways, the pathways, so that we can have this extraordinary acceleration of our spiritual evolution. And indeed it is time. If it is true that we are in the end times, as all the great prophets have now said globally, every single prophet has been saying now for some years that we are in the end times, which is also the beginning times. We now have a little bit over 4.5 years before we get to 2012, where according to the Mayan calendar, the lights go out. So that when the lights go out, as you know, before the light, before the greatest breakthrough, there's always the depths of the darkness. And so when the lights go out, and let's say, or in and around 2012, for no one knows the exact time, that it is a time when the lights will go on also in another domain. And that domain is the spiritual domain. That's the domain that Yeshua, the Messiah, talked about. That's the domain where we will do more than what he had done, because that's what he told us would happen. We will be the great healers. We will have the magical touch for miraculous healing, just like he had. And so that what is required for that to take place is song, sound, music, literally the sound of the Creator's music. And there are really only 9 notes. There's a million different types of words that are formed in the Creator's language. All of the frequencies and the harmonics and the entire matrix of mathematical existence, mathematically precipitated reality. There's a million combinations of harmonic resonances. And yet, that's what we are composed of. Ultimately, all of those millions are primarily, are essentially, are fundamentally created by 9 words. 9 frequencies. Ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, not T. There was no T in the original 6. There's actually 3 more. We know those frequencies now. If you read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, you'll see from the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 3, the repeating series of those six of the original six musical scale, that the hymn to St. John the Baptist, the most uplifting hymn of all the ages, was sung to. John the Baptist, of course, had a water ministry because he knew that water was part of the triune God, for it was into the water that Creator spoke in order to create. So that this whole concept of having a concert for the 144,000 in Revelation 14:1, and you realize that what we're going to do in singing a new song is we're going to need to sing it to the waters of the world. We're going to obviously have to sing it in praise and glory to the Creator and His creative juice, the water. And this is simply a matter of baptizing the planet with a homeopathic of love. We now know that the third note of that original musical scale is 528 hertz, 528. It's the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. Says who? Only the finest top biochemists and electrogeneticists understand that when you play that note, 528, miracle six, ut re mi, do re mi, miracle. Miracles in English is Miragastorum in Latin. That's what it used to be called prior to the English era. It was Miragastorum, the 528 frequency, or Miracle 6. Of course, if you know MI6, you know British Secret Service. That's how they got their name. This knowledge was secreted. Very powerful, that knowledge is. You know 666 is the mark of the beast. You know that. And as a Christian, if you've been indoctrinated with the Christian theology, you know that you run away from that number. Well, that's precisely what the Illuminati wants you to do. They don't want you to touch the Creator's creative technology out of which you can create everything, including prosperity. So 666 is like XXX. They're equivalent. There's an alphanumeric code to this madness. Actually, the Creator's, so it's not mad, it's the manipulation and abuse of this pure truth that is the madness, the sin. So, but the triple X is actually 666. Adult Entertainment is 666. And Fox, as we just watched American Idol on Fox, FOX is 666. And when you play tic-tac-toe with the X's and O's, you're actually finished literally creating a nine-number matrix of all sixes. You know, this concept of cross my heart and hope to die, where you little children cross both fingers and both hands, and they cross their heart. They just made three X's, 666. Exxon, double XO. You ever wonder why they came up with that name? It was like the same, S-O, E-S-S-O, 666. Visa, V-I, Roman numeral, is 6. S-A is 6-6. So you got 666 on the card. Of course, Vioxx, which they had to pull off the market after it killed millions of people and maimed an equal number. V-I, again, 6-O-X-X, 666. They added an extra one for good measure. So you see that the alphanumerics of sound have been used by the Illuminati, the mathematics of creationism, of manifestation, including money, has been used by the international banksters and the global elite to manipulate, coerce, enslave, and even kill the people at will. The number itself is a tip-off. Look at it. Six. As though it's spiraling down from heaven onto this planet called Earth. That's what the six looks like. Now, the nine is completion, where you go back the other way and you end up in the wholeness of heaven. So this whole concept that there are divine tones that we shall sing, and if you haven't been to the website, www.liveh2o.org. That's the seating of the concert for the 144,000 we actually have online right now, waiting to be used, promoted by you, prayed for by all of us, is this concert for the 144,000, whereby at least 144,000 voices will join each other on the 20th and 21st of June 2009, the summer solstice of June 2009, which the 20th is my birthday. So I'll get a great happy birthday present when we all join our voices in singing love, frequency, vibration, 528 harmony into this universal symphony that is the Creator's domain that we will be absolutely synchronizing with in divine resonance in 9 venues around the world next to the largest bodies of water on the planet, singing to literally create a global baptism. John the Baptist's spirit will be soaring that day, I absolutely know, because what's going to happen is that the entire oceans are going to vibrate with love. And that Holy Spirit flow resonance frequency vibration is going to emanate out and touch everyone's hearts. And I believe firmly, based on all of the evidence that I'm looking at as a scientist, that there's a resonance frequency in people's hearts that are going to be touched by that song. And that's going to be like a spark. It's going to open a vortex of energy in the spinning heart center called the heart chakra, the color green, and that matches 528 hertz frequency. Indeed, that note is the center of the entire electromagnetic color spectrum. That means it's the center of the rainbow. And at the center of the rainbow is that color green, slightly greenish yellow. And that is the resonance frequency of your heart. And so there's going to be an amazing heart shift, heart enhancement. And, you know, this thing that is your conscience, it's not your ego, it's not this fear-based mentality, it's that little voice in the back of the head that you wish you listened to more often. It's the other voice that gets you into trouble, and you end up looking back and saying, gee, I should have listened to that voice that I was getting, and now I'm paying for it. Well, you see, that little voice is in your heart. It's not in your head. In fact, I'm pretty well studied in that field. I have a Harvard Master's in Public Health degree in Behavioral Science and Counseling Psychology, and if you wanted to know about Freud, Jung, and Maslow, and Acejoli, and Bandura, and all the greatest minds in behavioral science and psychology, I could tell you about it. I could lecture on them. But the truth of the matter is it comes down to something very simple. What is called the cognitive apparatus, that little voice in the back of your head that gets you into trouble, that gets you upset, that is not trustworthy. It is not trusting. It's engaged in fear. It's engaged in judgment. It's engaged in greed. It's engaged in sin. It's been indoctrinated by Babylon. When you watch television, especially the news, it plays to that mechanism. That's an ego mechanism. As mechanical as your car, you turn the key, car turns on, the engine starts. Likewise, you turn the key called pain, fear, loss, or any real or imagined threats to survival, and that ego in your head turns on. It begins to record in the memory banks everything that was said to you and done to you, everything you said and did, including the decisions that you made, the smells that were there, the sounds. That's why when you, for example, listen to a song that was played 50 years ago, if you're as old as I am, and suddenly you'll have a flood of memories, including emotions and feelings, and maybe even smells come back because it's a holistic memory. You're a holistic being. And so these skeletons from the closet that we unfortunately have to carry as baggage sometimes if we haven't purged this nonsense. I say nonsense. Yeah, it's real, but it's nonsense when you think about having faith and trust in our glorious Creator. Give it to the Creator. Give that ego mechanism over to the Creator. Give all the fears and concerns and considerations and negativity, stress, anxiety, give it over to the Creator. Because there's peace, there's shalom, there's a blessing there for you right now. And so this is the concept of having to give that thing up in order to get this heart connection, this conscious. Let that conscience be your guide. Higher consciousness than an awakening. Let that be the guiding force, the guiding light in your life. And when we do that, and when we realize that everything is a manifestation of frequency vibration, go back into Genesis, reread Genesis 1 through 6, you'll see how the Creator divided the water from the water to create the firmament, to create the etheric plane out of which everything came. And I'm actually doing some research this week. I can't get into it now, but it's just totally divine. It has further, far more blessings of this knowledge and information shall be administered to everybody. If I have anything to say about it, and Creator blesses me to continue this research and work, water is so awesome. I can't even begin to tell you. Just like the Creator is just so awesome, we can't even fathom it. Likewise, that's what water science is like. Doesn't makes complete sense. Scientists have tried to reproduce H2O. It's only two elements. You'd think they'd be able to do it. Allegedly, they can walk on the moon. They can fly people in space, but they can't create the most blessed liquid, the universal solvent, to do what? Salve the pollute, salve pollute, do re mi fa so, salve pollute in Latin. Solve the pollution, or solve the problem in English. I didn't just make that up, folks. That's in Webster's Dictionary. That's the definition of that fifth note of the original musical scale. Solve the problem. Read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and you come away just blown out. The fact is that every single one of those notes predict the concert for the 144,000. Decree, relay what it is that's going to be happening on, we pray, June 19th to the 21st, 2009. This whole concept of shifting back, going to more conservatism. Well, I'm not a conservative Republican, nor am I a liberal Democrat. I am neither. I wish no part of that lunacy. In fact, I look at that difference between Democrats and Republicans as a similar difference between front side and the back side of a coin, both corrupt. You know, it's funny, you know, you bring about the coin, the concept of the coin. Yeshua the Messiah was given a coin by the rabbi from the Sanhedrin, and Messiah said to him, give it back to Caesar that which is Caesar's, given to the Creator that which is what the Creator's. We're not looking for graven images to take the place of the Creator. We're not looking for medical deities to take the place of the Creator. We're not looking for pollution to intoxicate the human Holy Spirit-filled temple, which is full of water. So that this is the concept of the concert for the living waters, bringing about a spiritual transformation to bring us closer to the Creator, closer to God. And that this is what it is that we're doing. And so this mail that I've received this week has been from some people who have really appreciated the book. So here's the first one. Dear Dr. Horowitz, Jehovah's blessings upon you and yours. I have just completed reading Healing Codes. It is a phenomenal book. I know that what you say is true about the solfeggio scale. God directed me into a study of light and sound, which brought me to a website about Dr. Puleo and your book. The Lord Jesus Christ has brought me much revelation. A good portion of it I still don't fully understand because it is still unfolding. Isn't that the truth? He brought me to understand that 6 24-hour Earth days are equal to 144 hours. So the number 144 has to do with the creation of the image of God. Another thing that he has brought to my attention is that the tribe of Dan and the tribe of Ephraim are not included in the 144,000. They are replaced with Joseph and Levi. That's an interesting, now I'm going to just stop here and read the letter to just comment on that. I thought that was interesting when I read that. For those of you who know me well, I'm a Levite. I'm a Levitical priest, really, by my heritage and my background. I think some of you know if you've really been reading the things written about me and what I've even posted myself. My Hebrew name is Arya Ben Shlomo Halevi. What does that mean? Arya means lion. Leonard is lion of God, lion of Yah. Ben Shlomo is son of Solomon. Son of Solomon, my father was a son of Solomon. His father was son of Solomon. It goes way back to King Solomon. That makes me Davidian. Now you understand why it is that I'm doing what I'm doing and why it is that the Creator's been blessing me. I'm a Levitical priest, and the first Horowitz on record actually comes back to the genealogy in the 1400s of the first Horowitz family. First Horowitz was Isaiah ben Moshe Halevi, Isaiah, son of Moses, the Levite priest. It was Moses that parted the waters, and it was Yeshua that walked on the waters. By blessing of the Creator, I'm related to both of them. Now, continue with the letter. So I thought it was interesting. In the Old Testament, the land was awarded to the tribes with the inclusion of Ephraim and Manasseh instead of Joseph. The Levites were not awarded any land of their own because they themselves were God's portion. Now, that one I want to stop again. I want to tell you that this is accurate. I can tell you that I have had such a difficult time, even if you've been following my work, directing people over the years to what I did, what I share with you tonight. Go to healthyworldstore.com to buy books, tapes, DVDs, CDs. Why? Because I literally do not fit into the Babylonian enterprise system. I don't like sales. I never have, may never will. But the reality is, you know what? We've got a tremendous, and this has been a shift in my heart more than even my head. Actually, it's been first in my heart, and then it affected my head. So, the fact that I have such a aversion to selling and the money-making system, and I've always been that way. I never even ran my practice, my dental practice, for 16 years, and when I was the administrator for 10 years of a holistic health center, including physicians and nurses and massage therapists and chiropractors and nutritionists, and we treated people holistically, I couldn't even stand the business of that. I just loved the practice of the art and the science. But I can tell you that that comes from this literal directive. It was not part of the Levitical blessing to be engaged in Babylonian economics. It was a Levitical blessing that the people who appreciated what the Levite priests were saying and counseling, that they would simply tithe. So I want you to know, I feel remiss because I have never asked you folks to tithe to the ministry, to the royal bloodline of David or the other ministries that we're affiliated with. I've never asked for that, but I want you to know I apologize. But this letter is a very, very good letter for us to look at this issue. So I'm going to continue reading. Do you have any idea why there is a difference between the 144,000 and the original allotment? The answer that I have is, I have no clue. I have no clue, but that's a fascinating question. Why is it? Why is it? And what is it that this 144,000, why is that such a special number? Again, because 1 plus 4 plus 4 is 9. That's completion. In reading the book of Hosea, I continue, quote, from the New King James Version, Ephraim seems to be in big trouble with God. Dan is called a serpent, by the way, that bibes the, it says bibes, I can't read it, the horse's heels and makes the rider fall, which is somehow related to salvation in Genesis. And she writes down here, 49:17, 7 times 7, and 10 plus 7. So that's 10 plus 7 is 17. 1 plus 7, that's 8. For those of you who've seen Love the Real Da Vinci Code, actually read the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code. That's my latest book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. And my not so latest, my second to latest documentary is called The Love Code. You know that I share with you what Vitruvius, Plato, Aristotle, Pythagoras, and ultimately the Grand Master of the Paris de Sion, Leonardo da Vinci, masterful prophet, saw 500 years in advance and created art and science based on it. They always said, remember the 3s, 6s, and 9s, and 8s. Now, that's fascinating because, you see, it was Nikola Tesla who told his students, if humanity only knew the powers in the 3s, 6s, and 9s, it would be a completely different universe, different planet. The masters, Plato, Aristotle, Da Vinci, they included the 8. The 8 is actually the same structure as the universe. It is the creator's number. That's why if you look into the healthyworldstore.com catalog, for example, you'll see almost every price in there, and this again reflects what I'm telling you about the Levitical priest engaging Babylonian business. It's a challenge. But instead of sixes, which all the global industrialists put in their prices and their numbers and their skis and their cars and their movies and whatever else is out there to sell in Productville, that they put sixes for the manifestation of financial prosperity, and you can do the same. I'm not going to be your judge, and I don't think you need to realize you don't have to worry about judgment because it's the creator's number. It's the creator's technology. Satan didn't create numbers. Creator did. So the number 8 is the creator's number, and most of the prices for all the products we put in our catalog come down to about to 8, or precisely to 8. So let me continue reading here. And Ephraim and Manasseh replaced Joseph and Levi in Numbers 7. One more thing, Numbers 6:27 says, the Levites will put God's name on the children of Israel and shall bless them. Hallelujah. That speaks to my heart. I don't know about yours, but as a Levite, I can tell you that really speaks to my heart. Let me read it again for one more thing. Numbers 6:24. I'm sorry. Let me repeat that. Numbers 6:27. 6:27. 7 plus 2 is 9. 6 plus 9 is 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. There's the miracle 6 I was telling you about. Says that the Levites will put God's name on the children of Israel. It has been my ministry to share, especially to the Christian community, that they've got the name of God wrong. They've even got the Messiah's name wrong. They call him Jesus. Well, the reality is that he was Jewish. Number one, they didn't have J's at that time in the Hebrew. There's no J's. It came in with the Greeks, the J's did. And Jesus, literally stems from the pagan goddess of healing, Iosis, with the J stuck on it. So, yeah, you know, the great Messiah still comes if you call him because he knows your heart. And again, he has a covenant with you, a promise the Creator gave us. And so he'll still come, but the truth of the matter is that the name is extremely important, absolutely important. Now, I'm going to blow your mind for a minute. I'm engaged in writing a paper on this. It's one of the many things that have been put on the back burner because I've been so engaged with OxySilver and a few other very important life-saving things. So I've put this on the back burner, but let me just blow your mind for a minute here. It's possible that some of these missing tribes ended up in Hawaii. Ha-va-i. Ha-va-i. It's an interesting thing. Ha-va-i. Yod-he-vav-he. What's Yod-he-vav-he? Yahovah. Yahovah. Backwards. It actually, when you realize the J's came in with the Greeks and substituted for the I's, Hawaii is the creator's name backwards. Moreover, what's interesting is that the Isle of Eve is exactly what Aloha means. I'm sorry. Let me give you that again. I'm confused, and I'm confusing you. It is Isle of Eve is Hawaii. The creator's name backwards means Isle of Eve, or the Garden of Eden in Hebrew. Havayi is the Garden of Eden in Hebrew. Now you think about that. The Garden of Eden, stuck in the middle of the cleanest body of water on the planet. And you begin to realize there's something extremely special about Hawaii. Meanwhile, the word Aloha, Aleph is the beginning. It's the beginning of the alphabet in Hebrew. Aleph, Aloh, is the center, is the 11 out of 22. It is the center, the heart of the Hebrew alphabet. Aloh, so the heart center from the beginning. Ha, Aloha, the breath of life comes through love from the Creator's heavenly throne. That's what the name Hawaii in Hebrew means. Isle of Eve, a place where we will sojourn to recover what it has been lost. That's revolution, the circle. By the way, those nine tones represent the perfect circle of sound. You can actually hear some of them. I highly encourage you to play this healing music. In fact, we are in the process right now of advancing an evolution in the musical industry with Tetrahedron Records and the Perfect Circle of Sound. You can go to tetrahedronrecords.com or perfectcircleofsound.com and listen to Scott Huckabee and listen to this music. What's different about this music, you may not sense it. Most sensitive people will. Musicians will too. Vocalists probably will too. If you have a spiritual sensitivity, you're going to notice a difference. What's the difference? Well, you see, it turns out that all the music is A440 Hertz tuning. That's the tuning, the standard tuning in the musical industry. It has been for centuries, since the dumbing down of the English language of humanity, which literally took Hebrew and flipped it backwards. Again, read the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse and you'll know what I'm talking about. English is Hebrew, alphanumerically reversed. For every letter, there's a number. Just like in Hebrew, there's a gematria. In English, there's likewise a gematria, and that's what's in the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, along with the revelations of the original musical scale, comes the revelation that what we're speaking right now is as far away as you can get from a sacred language that has a spiritual uplift to it. That means that the fact that 93 or 4% of your brain is not functioning, that's right, you know the statistics, you know the data on that one, most people do, that we only use about maybe 5% of our brains. The rest of our brains is awaiting to be turned on. What turns it on is the electromagnetic frequencies of divinity, of spirituality, of an uplift that requires music, divine music. And language was what we used to speak. This was what was the problem in Babylon with the building of the Tower of Babel, where you see the egocentrism took over. Those people were extremely powerful, primarily because of their tongues, their languages, their spoken words. And so what did the Creator do, at least in that story? He confused the languages. And in the confusion of the languages, we simply didn't have just a diminution of our communication and community. We had a whole spiritual block that suddenly made us not fully capable of receiving the full measure of divine blessing. Well, now it's time not to build temples and take egocentric pride for building them, but to give the Creator's praise and glory for everything that we do, but the truth is that what the Creator is doing right now is giving us the revelations by which we can actually turn on the vital centers, the energy centers, the spiritual centers, and the name that I'm talking about. Told you a little bit about the Messiah's name a couple minutes ago. Yod Hey Vav Hey, I've mentioned that tonight too. Yahweh. The Creator has such a great sense of humor, fantastic sense of humor. He made sure that you never forgot his name. He put the resonance frequency of his name directly into your natural language. When you yawn, you say his name. When you laugh, you say that frequency vibration resonance. When you scream, you're actually screaming it too. There's a resonance frequency, but most incredibly, I want to credit Dave Von Kleist from the Power Hour with Joyce Riley on Genesis Communications Network for giving us this revelation. Because Dave's a musician, and we talked about the perfect circle of sound and retuning your instruments, and Dave came out with this on the air, and I want to share it with you because it's absolutely brilliant. Dave did a study on the vowels. When he took the vowels, A, E, I, O, U, and he began to put them into a circle and into song, he came out with Yah-wah, Yah-wah, Yah. That's what happens. You're actually saying the Creator's name when it is that you are engaging the vowels. Now that's very, very interesting. Why do we have vowels? Why do we have vowels? And in Hebrew, why do you not have vowels except for these funny little vowel symbols? In other words, you don't have a vowel, you have a symbol for a vowel, just like in the Hebrew religion, you're not supposed to say the Creator's name or even spell it out, really. You've got to have a substitute for it, so the rabbis have said, but what yours truly, this Levi priest is telling you, and I'm instilling in you, is the importance of the true name and the frequency vibration of divinity, because that brings us back into communion with the divine. And so this concept, I want you to know, for the vocalists listening and for the musicians listening tonight, you're trained in vocal arts, performing arts, to sing the vowels as a training for you to harmonize with the music. And that's precisely what I'm now telling you is the reason you're doing that, what's the blessing in it, why it is that it enhances your voice, why it is that it is the best training method, is because you're actually saying the Creator's name. And that in the process of decreeing that name and articulating the blessing of that name, you're being blessed and uplifted and have this connection to the divine. You know, if you watch the best performers, you know, I've been blessed in, I'm addicted. I don't watch television, but my children got me into American Idol, and I'm so proud of every single one of those vocalists. Those young kids, particularly young David Archuleta, has my heart, I'll tell you. If you look at every single song he's chosen, it has always been a spiritual uplift. And this little 16-year-old is just a shining light on that stage. For the 30 to 150, 130 million people that watch it every week, what a blessing is being administered by his voice. Now, I just wish and I pray and I ask for your prayers that through our work, they will retune their tunings to A440, which is a half a note lower about. In fact, it's like the English language, you can't get any farther from one of the divine frequencies. That's what they did it. That's why they chose A440. It's about as far away as you can get from one of the Creator's frequencies. Now, duh, wouldn't that was what you expect from stupid? That's exactly what they've done. And as a product of that, we've been stupefied. Got into a spiritual decay. And so what we're engaged in is the same story that's in the animation movie by the Beatles called Yellow Submarine. You remember the plot? The plot was that the Blue Meanies came and they stole the music, they stole the instruments, and the loving people who were so productive and joy-filled and full of living color became fragile black and white and were easily killed and destroyed. And it was the mission of Sergeant Pepper and his Lonely Hearts Club Band to recover the instruments to set humanity free. And that's what they did. And they started to play the music, and from the fragile black and white, people came again into full living color and a loving existence. That's what their mission is here. So I ask for your prayers. Folks listening, if you have any friends in the music industry, please get them to support the Concert for the Living Waters and get them in touch with every musical performer and every musical producer worldwide and tell them that they've got to retune their instruments to have a full measure of blessing and healing. That's what we're witnessing. Miraculous healings are coming about from simply tuning into the Creator's original musical scale that is uplifting nature. It is the sounds of nature. It's not the, it's the sounds of silence as well. Silence is a part of nature. But it's this full frequency generating flow. Here's a way to think about it, and then we're going to probably close with this because we've just got a couple minutes left. I want you to think about this. This is what I'm a metaphor for what it is that we're talking about. How to tune into the Creator's clear channel. When you're listening to radio in a car and you drive out of reach of the transmission tower, or that broadcast is only broadcast from a 10 watts versus a 50,000 watt station, you get staticky. And that static that you start to hear when you lose touch with the broadcasting station gets annoying. And if you keep listening to it, it gets sickening. What I'm talking about is doing the same thing in the spiritual realm that you do in your car. You turn that little knob just a little bit into a different frequency zone so that you pick up the full measure of the blessing of that broadcast. That's what I'm talking about. Instead of 440, we're going to tune to 417 or 528. They're harmonics of one another. And it's just a little bit off of a half a step, according to Don Nikoloff, whose program is coming up. Don explained to me the other day, and Don is seriously considering taking on a new career as the executive producer for Tetrahedron Records. So don't miss his program coming up. Don, are you there by any chance? Not yet. Okay. Anyway, the concept of tuning into the Creator's frequencies and clear channel, broadcasting from the heavenly throne, in essence puts you directly in contact with the master conductor and master composer of the universal orchestra that is constantly singing blessed love songs, uplifting everything and everyone simultaneously. Now that is not simply just hairy-fairy scriptural faith. That is fabulous to have, but I'm talking hard, solid science coming from the fields of physics and mathematics. That's the true fractal nature of this electromagnetically, bioacoustically driven, organic chemistry manifested thing we call life. We are the biology and the chemistry of the musical mathematical matrix of divinity. We are the manifestations, the sacred geometry of the sacred sound. We are the music. Knowing that you're the music, knowing that you're manifested out of music, would you run to medical deities to pop magic pills to cure every ill chemically, manipulatively, literally genocidally? They're making money off of humanity's suffering. That's genocide. Strict definition out of Webster's Dictionary. Mass killing or enslaving of people for profit. That's not what I'm talking about. That's A440. Tune to A417 and you suddenly get a dramatic shift in your reception of the spiritual flow of blessed divinity. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. There's no illness, there's no disease, there's no trouble, there's no want. There's simply miracle power in that clear channel frequency vibration. And that's what I'm talking about tuning into. That's available right now to every single one. And my prayer earlier in this insight hour was for every single one of us to dramatically, exponentially advance that divinity, that divine channel, and that blessing of the water within us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This has been another Inside Hour. I hope you appreciated it as much as I did. Next week, same time, same station, 9 o'clock Pacific, BBS Radio. Listen to the archives, folks. Lots of great material in the archives. Support BBS Radio. You're getting some great, great programming on this channel. Stay tuned. Great friend, tremendously brilliant musical mathematician, producer of the show coming up. Please stay tuned to Don Nikoloff. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.